Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom's Bobble Roulette. I'm Jason.
It'll be Bumper Sticker Wisdom, but not what I would
buy.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Dude, what the heck? Okay, my bad. It's Bumper Sticker Wisdom. Bobble Roulette is our spinoff.
If you ain't checked it out before, you should. It's cool, man.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we just want to commit this time to you, commit ourselves to you. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here and the will to be here and to speak to your people. So, Father, we just ask that you inject the Holy Spirit into our hearts and allow us to be a conduit to the people that you need to reach today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Blooper.
Golly, we've had a few of those over the time.
Dude,
it was funny 2 weeks ago.
I've been struggling like everything that we've done today. I've been off.
Just a little off. Hey,
it is what like, it is. I'm all.
Huh?
You're like, yeah, you got to go. I'm like, what?
It's a good thing I didn't hit the record button.
Yeah, we had to redo that one.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. The funny thing, like 2 weeks ago when I was editing, there was really not any bloopers, and I was like, I guess we're just going to do the dad jokes this week for the blooper reel.
Oh, yeah.
But then the last 2 weeks, it's been a little different.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah.
This guy.
We just proved that we have no clue what we're doing. We're just here doing the best we can do.
Remember what I was going to ask you.
I've had one of them days, too, man. Like, it seemed like every time I turned around, I had something I was fixing to do that would be like, what was I going to do?
It's been a rough week already, and it's only Tuesday.
I know, bro. We're not even to hump day yet.
Dude, man, I'm like, how is it? Today really needed to be Friday.
It would have been nice, yeah.
Yeah, really needed to be Friday.
It would have been nice, but, you know, we survive. Just got to remember that we don't live on our own strength.
Yeah, for sure. We can't do that one. That one's going to be too tough. That one.
This one right here?
Yep.
We are not of this world. Check this out.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Have you seen this? I learned a fact the other day that blew my mind. Do you know how most whales die? They drowned. They spend their entire life living in and swimming in a world that eventually kills them. You know why that is? Whales are mammals. Most mammals walk on the face of the earth, but the whales live in a world that they are not of. They are in the water, but they are not of the water. So while other fish can swim around for their entire life with gills breathing in the water, the whale has to come up out of the water to live. There is a life source that is not in the world that he lives in, that he needs access to. This is going to go over some of y'all heads, but I'm going to just say it and be obedient to what God is telling me to say. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. In this life, you need God. There's no other way around it. You need God. You need to pray. You need to worship. You need to seek his face. You need to read your word. Because in this life, if you don't learn how to come up for air, you will drown.
I mean,
how crazy is that?
I don't think they're the only mammal. Now that I'm thinking of it, you think about they have that blowhole on top.
Dolphins.
That's dolphins do that too. I don't think that they have gills. So, again, it doesn't really matter. That's a detail.
Spend their entire life in the water, and that's ultimately what is going to kill them.
Yeah, I mean, crazy, right? Well, and it's – I think the point too was like God – I think what I heard as I was listening to that is God is our oxygen. Like, God, when we come up for air, that's where we need to be reaching, yeah. Right? There's, gosh, I've watched so many videos talking about how the pronunciation of Yahweh, which is the name,
yeah,
is basically like,
it's like
taking a breath.
Like a breath, yeah.
I mean,
the...
Just like that, and it's like, whoa, dude! Like
that sounds nothing like Yahweh. Why would they just call it?
Hey, I'm not the linguistics person in the room. I just am saying that's what they say. I don't know, but it has to do with pronunciation of the Smiths.
I mean, I don't know.
He said, Well, but think about it though. Like you think about Adam, right? When he brought Adam to life, right? He molded him out of dirt and the dust of the earth, and then he breathed into him and gave him the breath of life.
Okay, so that brings something. Have you not seen like all these people saying like shoes are bad for you?
Shoes?
Like, shoes. Like saying that there's something about being grounded with the earth, uh-huh, that helps us like health wise and stuff like that. Like, you know, we've grown up, like we've come from we didn't evolve. I don't think we evolved, but you know, we've age of the Stone Age and stuff where we didn't have nothing on our feet.
Yeah. There were no shoes.
Yeah.
Well, but it's interesting that in the full armor, there are shoes,
but how you just explained it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
the connection with the earth.
Yeah, the connection with the earth.
Well, I mean, take it another step further. The women are part of us, right? A woman was taken from man.
Yeah.
The rib was taken out of us, right? So connection with a partner is, like, really critical. It's really important, you know what I mean? And connection with the earth is important. I don't know that I would go so far as to say that shoes are bad for you. Yeah. But maybe taking time to not have shoes would be good. It could have some benefits, right? Like walking in the beach, like a true sand beach, like our beaches around where we're at, or you don't want to walk around barefoot there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get a bottle in your foot.
Yeah, a lot of the different possibilities. But like on a true sandy beach, you know, it's actually kind of comfortable and stuff to walk on that, and like the sand between your toes and stuff like that. Wet sand, dry sand sucks. Dry sand don't go nowhere. You remember Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I remember coming out of the ocean on my sunglasses. There was a salt rim all the way around. Sunglasses and sand being on everything and in everything. God, not comfortable, really. But, you know, it's just the point. And, again, I take you back to the full armor of God. There are shoes. There are things for your feet. And it's a confidence. Like, you know that if your feet protected, you have confidence to step. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not going to go walk out there barefooted because I'm probably going to step on glass or a nail or a rock that's going to shove through my foot. Or
I ran all the way to the back fence Sunday without my shoes on.
That's terrifying.
chasing Lennox.
Nothing bad happened, fortunately, but...
No, but when I come back, I'm like, dude, that was stupid. Like, I no telling how many stickers are out there. And I'm
all kinds of possibilities, right? Barbs and, you know, things on the ground or just things that blew in. We live in one of the windiest areas in the country.
Is officially the windiest city in the country. It is official. It is officially the windiest city in the country.
My perspective...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It should have been official about 40 years ago. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
I guess this region is the windiest in the
country. Right. There's other cities in our region, but like we see steady 30 to 50 mile an hour pretty consistently. Not consistently, but it's not uncommon.
What did we have a couple like couple months ago.
Yeah, in March.
88.
Yeah. The top. Sustained. The whole day, and it blew in that dust storm. Bro, this city is the high school, Amarillo High School, the Sandys. That's based off of dust storms, yeah. Bro. Like, come on, man. You ever been in a dust storm? It sucks. It gets everywhere. Yeah, you have. You live here. Yeah.
Well, and I went through a couple of them. Or well, they call them sandstorms there in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's blowing in. You got to pull over to the side of the road, turn your car off, and just sit and chill, wait it out.
Why is that? Why do you have to shut everything down? Well, it just gets into everything.
It'll suck it up into your air filter.
And be donezo.
Yeah. I just left mine running. I left my truck running.
Too hot. That's Arizona, dude, bro.
It's hot, bro.
Yeah, no.
It's hot.
Unless I got someplace
that
to be.
That was monsoon season. Like that, it was like that blew in and then it rained and it's like, dude, I mean, like after that blows in, then it starts raining and it rains like 4 inches in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like floods everything and it's like, what the? What my first time ever being around that kind of stuff, I was like, dude, what is happening right now?
It's the end of the world. Yeah,
flooded my freaking tool trailer, flooded everything. I didn't know. I was having my tool trailer parked at the bottom of the parking lot.
Never heard Tucson, Arizona. I've heard New Orleans.
Bisbee, Arizona is where I was working. But Tucson, I was driving back and forth from the airport.
Were you crushing rock?
No, I was remodeling grocery stores back then.
Remodeling grocery stores.
Yeah, I traveled.
You've traveled a lot.
Traveled
a lot around this country.
Yeah, I've traveled probably over half of my working adult life.
You know, the idea, though, and the point that he was trying to make was, like, we're not of this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, our bodies are here. And you've made mention a couple times recently about how, like, our body drags us toward the earthly things because it's not going to come with us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like our spiritual self, our spirit, man, the spirit within us is what's going.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly where in the Bible it is, but it talks about how there's two things in us. There's the physical and the spiritual thing that are constantly warring against each other.
Yeah.
Within us, there's literally a war going on inside of you every single day.
I can't remember what the name of that movie is. It's got Brendan Fraser in it, and he's in jail, and he's all upset, and he's talking about he sold his soul, and that dude's all, you can't sell your soul because it doesn't belong to you. Have you seen that video?
I've not. I've heard that before, but dude, I don't remember.
That brings up, like, pretty interesting point, too.
You said Brendan Fraser was in jail?
Yeah, he's like in jail, and he's talking to this guy. So just do Brendan Fraser, Sold My Soul. Try that one.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think it's the movie with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, Sold My Soul. Fraser, not Fraser.
There it is.
This one?
Yeah.
Is it this one right here?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Before, brother.
Eternity.
Ooh. That's a long time. You must have did some really bad shit.
Yeah. I sold my soul.
Hope you got something good for it.
As a matter of fact, I got nothing for it.
Well, that's a really bad deal if you ask me.
Well, I'm not asking you.
Doesn't really matter, though. Can't sell your soul anyway.
Oh, really? Why do you say that?
It doesn't really belong to you in the first place. No way, no how.
So who does it belong to?
Belongs to God. That universal spirit that animates and binds all things in existence. Devil gonna try to confuse you. But that's a gig. But in the end, you're going to see clear to who and what you are and what you're here to do. Now, you're going to make some mistakes along the way, everybody does. But if you just open up your heart and open up your mind, you get it.
Who are you?
Just a friend, brother. Just a really good friend.
A really good friend. Yeah, he is. Interesting. I've never seen that
before. It's crazy, though, huh?
I've heard that saying before, like, you know, that your soul doesn't belong to you. You can't sell something that doesn't belong to you. I have heard that before, but not in that, from that. So yeah, I mean, it brings to mind a whole lot of other things, like kind of like that video right there that we talked about. We can't really use it unless we narrate it ourselves, but essentially Satan's telling God, I'm going to go down and muck stuff up. And God's like,
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do your thing, bro. And Satan's like, yeah, some loving God you are. And then God's like, you know what's funny? It's because you don't matter. Like, yeah. Nothing you do matters. Everything that you hurt, I can heal. You know? And he basically says, go ahead, go do your thing, but just know I'm coming.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he does a good job of, like, portraying it, but there's no words, so it's like you can't,
can't
hear it or whatever. But it kind of calls that into question, that idea that we cling so desperately to this life. That's the problem. You know what I mean? We cling so desperately to this.
Yeah, but at the same, like, okay, yeah, we do cling to it, but you got to think of the things that are good that a lot of the times we are clinging to. We're clinging to relationships with our kids, our wives, our parents.
The love relationships
that we have. Yeah, like love. Yeah. We're clinging to those kind of things. We're clinging, like, it's, yes, of course it's not good to cling to material things. Like, you don't want to just be hung up on this truck that you've had and you're so in love with it. You just can't imagine leaving that behind. That's ridiculous anyway.
You know, bro.
The loved ones, the things like that, yes, that's kind of understandable.
Being there for my children, yeah. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You know, I'm not, quote, materialistic, but I won't say that I don't love material things. I wouldn't lie like that. But, like, for my whole life, I've been a Corvette guy. I want a Corvette so bad. Like, new Corvettes are really cool, too, but I like older Corvettes. But, like, if I'm going to let that be my entire focus, you see, like, it's kind of mirroring what you're talking about. Like, if I'm going to let I haven't lived a full life because I didn't own a Corvette. Well, no, you haven't lived a full life because you haven't lived a full life, right?
If you compare it based off something you haven't owned, you're never going to consider you've lived a full life anyways, because you can't own everything.
Or even haven't done. You know, you're never going to do every little thing, you know. I've done a lot of cool things. I've done a lot of things I never thought I'd get to do. My relationship with my dad is one of those things, right? Like, we've talked about it before when we had dad on the show way, way back when we started this thing. Yeah. We had the 3-episode epic that was recorded all in one night, and that was a long night. But, you know, there are things that he and I got to enjoy together. There are moments that we got, things that we got to do that I never, ever, ever imagined would have happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, going to see
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To be king, seeing my Uncle Kenny. I'd never seen my Uncle Kenny play music live. You know what I mean? I got to experience that with my dad in my 30s, you know, in my almost my 40s. And some of the things that we've gotten to do together, like going to Red River and seeing the Red River rivalry game, the OU-Texas game together. And my dad had never been to a Texas game. You know what I mean? Like, it's some of these things, like, I wouldn't trade those experiences for anything. But there were times when I would have told you, you're crazy. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
If you had told me it was going to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that those moments are things that I appreciate, but I'm not hung up on whether I do or don't.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, you know, because I think then at that point you're focused on the wrong thing, you know?
Oh yeah.
It's that build your treasures in heaven thing, you know?
How do you do that?
Starts with him, right? It starts with a relationship with him and, like, focusing on all the things that are good, right? Like, truly, like, love, right? Those are important. And those relationships here are evidence of what God's love looks like, right? The problem is our relationships here aren't perfect forever. They have moments where they express and really show you what true love looks like, but they don't stay that way all the time, right? They go through ebbs and flows. You know, we're married men.
You don't think it means like what you put into, like what you give is what you're going to receive? Like,
sure. I think that's part of it.
Like if you are helping people, if you're doing.
Sure.
I mean, not necessarily like the tithing and stuff like that, but like the fellowship side of it. Like if you're helping people, if you're trying to, you know, be fishers of men, trying to do all this kind of stuff.
I think that that's definitely part of it. I mean, my thing is you don't also want to get caught up on whether or not I'm doing enough, right? Because truthfully speaking, you can get into this like tit for tat. We've talked about that before, like tit for tat. Like God did this, I should do this. And like, yeah, you should, but like you're never going to be able to equal what God paid for you. Yeah. You're never going to be able to equal what Christ did, ever. And you shouldn't try, because all you're going to do is be disappointed in yourself.
Yeah.
And so I think that there is something to be said about like, okay, Christ says that you should forgive others because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven, right? It's the same idea. What you're talking about is the same thing. It's like it's what you give is what you get back in return. This world is full of that, and that's kind of a testament to karma, whatever you want to call it, but that's what karma sounds like to me. Karma is what you put out is what you get back in.
Yeah.
Right? It's like speaking the power of the tongue, right? James chapter 3 goes over how what the power of the tongue has the power of life and death. It has the power to build up or tear down. That's what that means, right? So I can look at you across the room and I can say nasty things to you and I can tear down your spirit, or I can look across from you, even though you feel tore down in spirit, and tell you how, you know, that I'm proud of you, that you're a mighty man of God, right? And I can build you up instead. That's what those two things are, right? And it's a choice. The whole thing is a choice. It's what we talk about with free will. Free will means nothing if love is not the factor.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't love truly unless it's willfully given.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can work at it as best you can, but you won't truly love anything if it's not involuntary.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's obviously why God gave us free will. Do you want me to play that?
Well, I was just like,
it just popped into my head. You know what I mean?
Like, because you just started talking about that, and then I seen that it says the real reason God gave you free will. I was like,
well, you know,
and I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like,
are you gonna play it? Blooper. No. Well, okay. So sometimes I'm not sure. Do we want to go that direction or not? You know what I mean? Like that's where the conversation went. So I'm like, hey, there's a video that I have there for that, and then I thought maybe
no, why not?
All right.
Do we have free will in heaven?
Yes.
If free will is essential to human existence and the reason for the fall of man, how do you explain the absence of sin in heaven? If sin cannot exist in heaven, but free will still does this mean God could have created humans with free will and no sin from the start?
All right, it's been a privilege to meet you, Jack, and to meet your girlfriend. Now, let's say that your father called you up tonight and said, "Son, Katie has communicated to you that she loves you. I've been paying her $1,000 a week to love you." I think you'd be a little bummed out, because love, in order to be real, has to be free. So when you're thinking about free will, you better realize that if we don't have free will, we don't love. You cannot love your computer. Your computer cannot love you. Because to love means to pray for, to wish for, and to work for the well-being of the other, the success of the other. And so God creates us with a free will. Why? He creates us to love him, and to love must be free, otherwise it is not love. And he does not create us as his little puppets, his little robots. He creates us as human beings, persons. My experience of reality is, a big part of personhood is love. Free will, in other words, which means I can choose to genuinely care for you. And I think if there was a Barbie doll, that all you had to do was push a button and she would say, I love you. I don't think you'd be interested in dating her. Not too much. I'm just the same as you, Jack. I love my wife and my wife loves me and we don't have to love each other. And that's part of the thrill, part of the excitement of building a human relationship. That we choose to, we don't have to. We choose to care about someone. We choose to work for their well-being. We choose to work for their success. We don't have to. But obviously God took a limited risk when he created us to love him, and that is he gave us free will, which means we don't have to love him. And that's essentially the story of human history, of how we human beings have destroyed ourselves and each other by choosing not to love, but instead, unfortunately, choosing to hate. Do we?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. And, well, you know, it goes, we had a conversation not too long ago, like a text conversation, and I was telling you, like, you know, it just dawns on me sometimes that, like, you and I aren't blood, right? We're not brothers. We weren't born in the same family, quote, quote, family, like, yeah, by what we consider family. You know, I can't choose my family. I didn't choose my brother and sister by blood. I didn't choose my mom or my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a choice in that matter. I was born into that.
Yeah.
And I love them all the same, no doubt. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to go in that direction or anything, but I'm just saying the substance to the relationships like these.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be my brother. You don't have to be my friend. You choose to.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, that's one of the more most impactful things. And that's why I think that's so important that we get the opportunity to choose and why God gave it to us. And it comes with a whole lot of negative things. The opportunity to choose means that we're probably going to choose wrong sometimes.
Yeah, at some point you're not going to go.
No, we're not going to bat 1,000.
Yeah.
Right. I've chosen a lot of wrong relationships in my life.
Yeah.
A lot. Not fulfilling relationships that helped grow and enhance my life. They were fun and in the time, right? And you, it, generally speaking, caused me a hell of a lot more trouble than grew my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. But choosing to love somebody, choosing to be in a relationship where, because these kinds of relationships are dangerous. You know what I mean? You don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be hurt.
Yeah. And right? The first time someone comes up, free will rears its ugly head and you're like, oh, that's how you feel, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't want to hang out with you no more.
Yeah. And it hurts. And those kinds of things, I'm not trying to speak any of that into this thing. I'm just saying, like, the idea that we choose to have that relationship and we choose to work through it and like work at it and like work at, we throw this thing out there for the whole world for no damn reason. Right. Yeah. Nobody has to. And I think that's one of the most intriguing parts of it. Like anybody who does choose to be there, like hopefully God is working through us and allowing us to inspire people to learn how to love each other. And hopefully that love will grow into choosing to love God too, understanding that he created them and put them in position to have relationship with people. You know what I'm saying? Because I truly believe that God works through people.
Yeah.
God does miracles on this planet today, but not in the same vein as what he did when Christ was here. Sometimes, like, I'm not saying that that's not possible, but I think he works through the hands and feet of people here on earth right now, not just in praying, but in actually doing something. That's why I believe that doctors are ordained. You know what I mean? Like the ones who are following after Christ, they're ordained to heal people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because God gave them the gift, the ability. Not everybody has the brain capacity to be a doctor. Just because
you're smart doesn't mean you can be a doctor.
No. Bro, there's a ton of smart people in the world. Ton. My dad is one of the most intelligent people I know in the world. I would not trust him with a scalpel in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to hear this, and no offense to him, but I'm just saying, he's not that. That's not the way his mind works. Yeah. His mind is meant to help others expand their mind. That's why he's so challenging with the way he thinks and the way he operates, right? And sometimes he and I have what looks like very difficult conversations, but the truth is we've had these a million times. Yeah. You know what I mean? It looks like, ooh, this might get ugly. No, we've been here before. We've done this before.
Oh, yeah, I know. I moved everything away from the couches and I reclined. I'm like, I got to see this.
Let's take this out.
Someone give me some popcorn.
But that's the nature of the relationship, right? He challenges me to think and I challenge him right back because I'm the same kind of way. I'm not built to be a doctor.
Yeah.
But I challenge my mind and I challenge people to think, right? And that's why we share some of the videos that we share. Not because we're saying we believe it's the truth or not. I'm saying it's possible.
Yeah.
Some of this makes sense. I'm not saying whether it's true or not true. I'm just saying it's something to consider.
Yeah.
Right? Do you really think that
possibility?
God, hey, I do not answer for Christ. I do not answer for God. He answers for me.
Yeah.
He answers for every human, right? That's the problem. We think that we get to answer for other people, right? Judas, there's no way Judas could potentially be forgiven. Are you sure? Is all I'm asking. Are you truly sure?
I think he could be.
Exactly. There's no way that any of the people in history, look, dude, this could get down a very slippery slope and could get very dangerous. They can't cancel this, but they could be dangerous because you can offend people. But like, you and I don't agree with pedophilia, right?
Yeah, no.
But I truly believe that a pedophile can be forgiven. As much as I don't like it, it can be forgiven. You see what I'm saying? I knew it was going to get like that.
I think, okay. Yeah, okay. I think one that repents.
Exactly.
And comes to Jesus, and I'm not saying that.
100%.
I'm not saying that everyone, it's just a little harder for me to have a positive outlook for them when I consider the childhood life that they ruined, they destroyed.
Sure.
An innocent child.
Yep.
That is the part of the whole situation that
I agree with you
is okay. Look, yeah, you go to prison and you go do whatever happens to you. You know, you get out and you get to finish living your life. And, and you look at it by today's standards, it's not so uncommon anymore that the time that that's served is shit. It's nothing. You know, 3-4 years. We just ruined a child's life forever. Like forever going to have a complex, forever not going to trust an adult, forever not going to, just the things that happen.
100%.
Yeah, you go to prison and you found God, cool, I'm happy for you. Yeah, you probably are going to be forgiven as long as you get out and you keep walking that way.
Well, true repentance requires a changing of mind, right? So pedophile, gosh, I don't know why I throw shit out like that. Dude. I'm sorry, but pedophile decides he does one thing one time and then recognizes that it was wrong and understands that what he did was wrong or she did, it could go both ways, and decides to never do that again. That is repentance, right? Pedophiles that regret what they did because they got caught is not the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Pull up Tim Tebow.
Oof. I didn't mean to bring up pedophiles. I'm sorry.
But you got
to
see this because we're on this subject.
Tim Tebow.
Okay, do the Tim Tebow IP address. Okay.
This one?
First one. Yep, that very first one. Watch this. And he talks about. Pause it for just 1 second. At some point in this video, he talks about the number one offender in child sexual abuse cases is the biological father. Ugh. Statistically speaking, the number one offender is the biological father. Who can these people be?
I have no answer. I have no answer to that.
I have two biological girls and I have a stepdaughter. And at no point in the history of ever
could I possibly even fathom? Like, you look at them, you're like, oh, man, like, God, I'm not going to let no one get near you.
Yeah.
You don't look at them like, oh, man, I'm going to get near you. Yeah. No, you don't, dude, what has to be going on in your head for it to be the, I mean, not only is it horrifically wrong, it's you're screwing up your own child. I mean, it's not right to screw up any kid.
Sure.
But yep.
I've talked before about, I have two daughters, right? They're not my birth daughters. And I didn't raise them. They were already in high school by the time I came into their lives. And I've talked a couple times about, like, there are a couple times I thought I was going to go to jail for them as is. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I barely had any real 3 to 4 years of interaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't raise them from babies.
Yeah.
And so.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Again, I didn't mean to bring all that up, but just.
I want you to see what this man is doing for this cause. I mean, dude, this is.
I would love to connect myself with that cause.
But I brought a map to share with you. Is this map? Every red dot on that. So first of all, that is a DOJ law enforcement map. It's called the red dot map. And every this is over the last 30 days, and every red dot on that map is at least one unique IP address of individuals downloading, sharing, distributing child abuse and rape images under the age of 12.
Look at that map again. Look at that. Right up the middle of the country to the east.
Goodness.
The land is almost covered.
It's literally blood red from.
Dude, right up the freaking gut. Like, you could split the United States in half and almost the entire.
Direction.
Everything on the east is almost covered. Keep going. And watch, that's listen terrifying. To how many officers are around to help fight this.
And there's over 111,000 of them just in the U.S. of the last 30 days.
30 days?
30 days.
And I just, I wanted to bring that because I think it brings to life so much of the evil that we're trying to face. And people will say, well, that's just over there and it's in those countries and it's all of those places. And it's not. Sean, it's right here in our backyard. It is right here. And out of everyone, and some people will say, okay, well they're just downloading and sharing it and distributing it. And, but they're not. 55 to 85% are also hands-on offenders. And your average offender has 13 victims in their lifetime.
13
victims.
13 victims.
Every one of those red dots is there's a boy or girl that is suffering on the other end of what they're sharing, downloading, or distributing. And I wanted to share that with you because I know that your heart breaks for them. And I think that map brings to life the evil that we're trying to fight. And it's why, you know, one of our hearts is to get the Renewed Hope Act passed through Congress, because it takes the law enforcement officers right now and victim identification officers at C3. And they're amazing. Some of my favorite people in the world, but there's seven of them right now at C3.
There's how many?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven people to
yes, and also ICACs are working on that. We love ICAC, and we need to enhance their funding because they desperately need it. Internet crimes against children, and they're awesome. 62 locations around the country, but primarily the ones that are also working on this are at C3, and we want to get the Renewed Hope Act passed because it would take it from 7 to 200. And now we have a much greater chance if we have all of those officers that are trained and equipped to be fighting against this evil. And again, that's the last 30 days. And that's not getting into live streaming or sextortion or grooming or so many of the other issues we're fighting. That is just in peer-to-peer networks of them sharing and distributing child rape images under the age of 12.
Okay,
so the one thing that I have to say before we continue on is, again, I understand the depth and the brevity of the evil that that is, okay? And what we're talking, these are not people that are one-time offenders. No. These are people that are continual offenders, and that's not the same thing that I'm talking about, okay? What I was talking about are people who have true repentance, right? True repentance is a change of heart, change of mind, right? I don't want to continue living that life, right? You still have to pay. On this earth, we love to make you pay for your consequences, pay the consequences of your actions, right?
Like, I know we're not supposed to judge, and I know we're supposed to forgive, but it's really hard to say that I don't hope that for them.
It's hard for me to say the same thing.
Really hard to say. I hope life's hell. I really do.
It's without a doubt that it's going to be.
But it's wrong for me to say that. It's wrong for me to feel that way. But
what I hope is that we can actually make an impact enough to where that can be lessened, that impact can be decreased, right? Like what Mr. Tebow is trying to do there is trying to bring light to not just the issue, but to agencies and things that are being, that have been designed to help fight the issue, right? That's how we make an impact. So if people want to help, go find those agencies and find ways to fund them and fight for those causes. And, you know, I am not a political person, right? But this is why, because it gets so muddy and it gets so difficult.
It's okay to have your beliefs. It's okay to have your beliefs. And it's okay for people to disagree with what you believe.
Yeah.
That's the freedom of being in America. That's part of the awesomeness of our country. Are you mature enough to have a sophisticated conversation and a conversation that's argumentative, not violent? Or can you argue your point and still be understanding of someone else's point? That's key.
You realize arguments aren't meant to be violent, right?
No, like, but 10 times out of 10, they typically get that way. I mean, it's almost 100%. If you have an argument with someone, you want to smash something, you want to do, when you really, it can be a constructive conversation. It doesn't have to be a destructive conversation.
Right, right.
You just have, are you mature enough for that?
Right.
When you start getting into this kind of topic, it can get real out of control real fast because, look, as Christians, we're supposed to be forgiving and we're supposed to be understanding and we're supposed to do these things. But as a father, as a brother, as an uncle, you know what I mean? As a son, right. It's really hard for me to sit and be like, oh, well, I understand you had a weak moment. No, I don't understand that because at no point in time is that right. It's a child. It's a child.
Amen. Yep.
So,
you know, I can't say that I would walk in on a situation like that and I wouldn't violently
offend. I would murder somebody.
Yeah.
I would murder somebody. I would murder. And I would do it in such a manner that when I wouldn't walk away. I wouldn't run. I wouldn't try to hide it. But I would do it in such a manner that when they showed up, I would be sitting there smoking a cigar with a beer in my hand. Okay. Yeah. Right there. Well, I found him. Caught him. You know the story of Cain Velasquez.
We've talked about this a little bit before.
The MMA fighter
yeah.
that his neighbor was
right.
sexually abusing his kid.
Right.
Okay, how stupid do you have to be first and foremost?
I definitely
dude, and I don't know if you've seen any of Cain Velasquez's videos. This dude was a bad
I watched Cain Velasquez dismantle Brock Lesnar.
Dude, he is a bad, bad dude. You got to be, either so arrogant and stupid that you think you're going to get away with it, or it's got to be one of those sick, twisted things where it's like a fetish. Like, you know, like, oh man, this dude's going to kill me. Like, like you're getting off on the idea.
It's the danger of it.
But dude, he almost lost his life. If he could have got the car stopped, I guarantee you he would have physically beat him to death.
Sure.
To death with a smile on his face too.
I'm sure of it.
And the fact that he actually got jail time is part of what's there. There should be law. I mean,
it doesn't seem like justice, right?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude protecting his kid gets jail time.
Yeah.
Doesn't makes no sense. And probably got more jail time than the dude that freaking was molesting his kid.
Loves when the truth wins out. There's scripture that talks about that. And you're right. We're not supposed to be judgmental or hateful. And but that's a touchy thing. It's so difficult.
It's one of the hardest to.
I mean, look, I brought it up and I didn't really mean it to be like that. It's the first thing that came to my mind whenever we were talking about the unforgiveness thing and the forgiveness, unforgiveness, who can be forgiven, who can't. We were talking about Judas, dude. You're talking about the person who betrayed Jesus into the hands of the Romans, right? And for us, that's the first thing we think. He deserves to burn, right?
It's not our call. Not our place to
That's the whole point I was trying to make. It's like, I don't get to answer for Jesus.
The judgment you show people is the judgment you're going to be shown.
Exactly.
That's the biggest part of this whole thing. Like, I think that everybody needs to understand, like, it's real quick to be like, oh, yeah, you're getting what you deserve. Oh, yeah, that's what you get. But that's how you're going to be judged, too.
I don't want what I deserve. I don't want what I deserve. I want what Christ offered, the payment paid.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I don't want to have to do it on my own, because if I do, I'm almost did it.
For 1,000% going to screw it up.
I'm screwed. Yeah. I almost dropped the F-bomb there. I was about to say it.
Oh, goodness.
And again, I didn't mean to take the conversation that direction. I'm glad that we were able to play some of this video. If you guys want to check it out,
it's
Sean, all over.
Please. Sean Ryan, yeah, it's the
Sean Ryan.
If you just search Tim Tebow, protect our children.
Yeah, you'll find it.
There's several more videos like this.
Yeah,
back out just for a brief second. We're not going to watch them, but
yeah,
that's the same one. There's like several of that episode of the videos that are out.
Yeah. I see what it's talking about. And if you go watch the full live video that we release of this, the video will be there. You can see the content creators and all that kind of stuff and find it yourself. But all of the agencies that he's talking, those are governmental things and that we need to really support and to try to stamp out some of it. You're never going to get rid of things completely, but
if you do the math, okay, 111,000 of those IP addresses are downloading and distributing that, right? 80% of those are active, hands-on case. Like, these guys are
not just uploading videos.
No, they're actually committing the crimes.
God.
Okay, and they have on average 13 victims. So if you take 80,000 times 13, that's over 1 million kids that are getting
brutalized,
disturbingly taken advantage of in the most horrific, disgusting way.
You know, when we start talking about human trafficking,
1 million. There's what the population of America is only what 300 million.
Ooh, yeah, 300 million. You want to mess some stuff up? I don't even like going here, but COVID killed 1 million people, and they're like, oh, well, flu killed 1 million people. It's not that big a deal. It's only 1%. You know what I'm saying? It's the same mentality.
Yeah, but it's, dude, that's the what does the youth probably make up?
I'm just talking about the nonchalantness.
Well, let's just say that age group, what percentage of the population do they probably make up? Maybe 25% at best?
Ooh,
because you got Tina, you got, yeah, okay, let's say 20%. Yeah. Okay, you got over a million kids that only make up 20% of the population.
One of the greatest points that he was making, and I was actually thinking about it too, is like if you watch like Hollywood, right, movies, if they start talking about human trafficking, they kidnap them from here and take them to other countries.
Yeah.
No, right.
It's happening. This is in here, our backyard. Right? Yeah.
Like the last Rambo movie. I don't know if you watched it or not. It's a Rambo movie, right? It's violent. It's bloody. It is what it is. But they kidnapped his niece, and it was human trafficking for the cartel, right? In the other movies that I've seen, it's human trafficking for the Russians, for the Asians. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not talking Albanians about what's going on here.
In Taken, it's for the Albanians. The Albanians are...
Right. They're not talking about what's happening here, and that's what he's talking about. And I think that it's an issue that we're not talking about enough, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, the world is so full of hate and so full of destruction. It just continues to drive home the point that we need Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, we desperately need him.
Yeah.
We are this close every single day from going completely off the rails. And I think that I feel like we're actually involved in this relationship with Christ. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're literally a millimeter away from going the other direction.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Well, you think about it. Look at the temptation. Look at all the stuff that's going on. Look how life happens to you. I mean, it only takes one bad day where you like really lose it. Like, you know, I'm talking like you lose it. Like I've had several of them, not in a long time. It only takes one of them days, and then it's like, oh, no, I ain't doing it today. I'm losing my mind. And then it's
one time.
The next day, it's like you're, you know.
Oh, the
repercussions from that are coming now.
Yeah, the next day you wake up and you go, God, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
And now you got to pay for it. Now you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? And... I just keep coming back to it, man. Life with Christ is the thing, right? The only way that we're going to get through this, the only way, and look, again, I pray for every I'm praying for every single child that's ever taken in such a way and forced into a life that is not natural. It should not be happening to them.
It's disturbing that it's happening to kids, but it's not just happening just to kids. It's happening to...
Happens to grown people, too.
Like 20 to 30-year-old women. I mean, they get snatched up while they're walking out to their car at night.
Do you remember maybe 2 years ago, the massage parlor thing here? Where they raided all the massage parlors?
Yeah.
Those are essentially sex traffickers.
Yeah.
Sex trafficked places where they're doing, you know...
Happy ending?
Yeah.
Oh, you want happy ending? You gonna heat the oil up first?
But you see, like that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's here.
Yeah.
In a place where we're like, that wouldn't happen here.
Population less than 200,000. Yeah, but we're the hub. Right off I-40.
We're the hub of a lot of things. Probably don't even know about. A
lot of bad things.
Yeah. Distribution. That's, you know, it's great. Center location, right off I-40. In the middle, there's nothing else. 4 hours to the west is Oklahoma City, or I'm sorry, Albuquerque. 4 hours to the east is Oklahoma City.
Yep. 5 hours southeast is Dallas. And 7 hours northwest is Denver.
Yeah.
Northwest.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the central location, and yeah, there's a lot of things that come through here, from drugs to human trafficking.
College less than 2 hours away, like a major university less than 2 hours away.
Yeah. 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 And five others not too far, I mean, within 5 hours. You know, we're right in the midst of it. You know what I mean? But we live here thinking like, yeah, this is a great place to be.
Dude, I remember when I first started hearing about kidnapping. I was in elementary school. I rode my bike to school that day. Like second or third grade, dude.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, stranger danger. And they're like giving us the signs to look for. And so me as a kid, and this is one of those, this is how crazy it was back then. My mom gave me a note and cash. A note. I was buying her cigarettes. And I rode my bike up to Tootin' Totem to get her cigarettes. Well, while I was riding there, it was a van. Right? And like I took
an Econoline van?
It's a panel van, no windows. You know, it's a good old Chester the Molester van.
And one.
I like take off riding my bike out, you know, and I'm riding it over to 3rd Street up from Louisiana, you know, in the San Jacinto area.
Yeah.
And I'm riding my bike up the hill over to Tootin' Totem, and there's a van. And I'm like, dang it, I'm like, man, these dudes are following me. They're following me. These dudes are going to try to kidnap me. I'm like pedaling, and I start dipping through the neighborhood. And, you know, I'm like, I pull up at Tootin' Totem, and there they are, and I'm scared now. So I won't even go into Tootin' Totem. But school had me so shook talking about kidnapping. And then I go home and tell my mom, like, these guys are trying to kidnap me. She's like, oh, yeah, where are they? Like, where are they? Huh? Well, I don't know. They obviously weren't trying to kidnap you, dude, because you're on a bike. They're in a car.
They could have kept up.
You know, I'm probably, I don't know, 9. You know, if they wanted to get me, they were going to get me.
I can remember, yeah, the same idea.
And I rode my bike up to Tootin' Totem to buy my mom a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, when you could do that.
Yeah, when you could do that.
You can't do that now. Yeah, they stopped all that. The truth is, though, it's like, golly, I remember the just say no days. I remember the stranger danger, you know, the don't get in a vehicle with someone you don't know. Yeah. Like, to me, I was like, duh.
Yeah.
Why would I get in a car with somebody I don't know? You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't care up until they told me that. And I was like, oh, what? People are kidnapping people?
You're a little social compared to me.
Yeah, I was like,
I've always been this.
Someone
way.
Pull up, hey, you need a ride? Yeah. Sure, he's walking. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I'm not going to be like the grandpas of the day and be like, I walked uphill both ways in the snow, but I walked.
I walked everywhere too. And that's why, if there was ever the opportunity to get a ride, I was like, sign me up. You know what I mean?
I was terrible. I was
way better than walking. Take me.
I was a judgmental young man, dude. There was this family that lived like 3 blocks away from us, and I was walking in the snow. I mean, it's calf deep snow to school, because we still went to school back then when it was snowed like that, and they rolled up on me trying to get me to get in their car. I was like, I'm walking straight up. Let that warm car disappear in the distance while I kept walking.
Oh, no. I'd have been like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you don't even got to give me no candy.
Just give me that warm car. Yeah, just
get me out of here.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why. Because I was judging them. You know what I mean? They were a little weird and a little different. I knew their kids, you know what I mean? And they were just a little different, you know what I mean? And I'm honest enough to tell you that my mind frame back then was I was just being judgmental, you know what I mean? They were just different. They were kind of, you know, not the same as me, you know what I mean? It's just like a little bit dirty, a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
I wasn't comfortable. It was weird. And I was like, no, I'm not getting in your car. I'm not getting in your station wagon, mister. Yeah. Go away.
I'm not getting in your windowless van.
You know?
No matter how many of them Reese's you shake at me.
And I love Reese's, man. But, you know, I do remember that. And I remember, like, that's kind of like when your world changed a little bit. Like, you realize that things weren't as easy as you thought, like when we were young. Like,
it was crazy, too, because growing up, like, I didn't hear of anything really bad. Like, you know, I remember, you know, like we'd have people come and talk to us about drugs and you know, the guy with the deviated septum would snort his necklace and it'd come out the other side. And he's like, this is what happens when you do cocaine and all this stuff. And gross. I'm like, what is, like, these people are crazy. Like, this is weird, you know?
I remember
and like,
that too.
And come walking in, no teeth, talking about this is what happened when you smoke crack. And, you know, all their voices are like this, you know, and it's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, been I'm like, the what the f-? Didn't help me none.
It didn't stop you from doing experience in life. Still grew up
to be an adult as an addict. You know what I mean?
But I told my wife the other day, I was like, I just want to give my children all a card and say, anytime you want to ask my advice, just look at this card. Going to learn the hard way anyway.
Yeah.
You're not going to listen to me anyway, yeah. So just learn the hard way then.
Dude, I mean,
I'm the same way, and I'm not judging them for that. I learned the hard way.
Dude.
I had to experience life the hard way.
Yeah.
Not necessarily proud of it.
Well, no.
But at least I learned.
Well, I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but I think without going through those things that I went through, I don't think I would have developed the mental fortitude that I have now. Like, things would be a lot different. I probably wouldn't be as humble and as, you know, like I'd really try to help people that struggle with addiction. Like I do that because I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. I just, you develop a soft spot. Like you develop
your, a heart. Your experience gives you motivation to help people from keeping them from doing the same thing. You know what I mean? It's no different than dealing with your children, right? Your whole goal with your children is to keep them from not being you.
Yeah.
And I've said this, my wife and I have been talking about this a lot lately. It's like, I understand how frustrating it was for my parents, right? Because I was going to learn the hard way no matter what. Like, that's who I am. You can't tell me nothing. You can now, but when I was younger, you couldn't tell me anything. I'm going to figure this out for myself, right? And I have the benefit of experience, but then when you try to share that experience with people who don't have the experience and they choose not to listen, that's so frustrating, right? But you still try to help people who are going through things that were similar to what you went through, right? Like, I can't necessarily relate to somebody who is dealing with a substance addiction problem, right? Not that I haven't had substance issues in my life, but I haven't gone that far. Like, I haven't been in the places that you've been in, the dark places that you've been with it.
Yeah.
But I've been in other places, and I've dealt with other issues. You know what I'm saying? I've dealt with, you know, other tragic things in my life and things like that. We relate to people in different ways, and that's your story. Your story is important, you know? Yeah. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me how we get on these weird tangents in like our conversations. I said one word and it took over the whole podcast. But the truth of the matter is the word wasn't the one you're thinking of. It was forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because forgiveness is probably, it's probably the most difficult thing for us because we're such a vengeance type of people. We want justice.
That's the earthly side of everything we got. And the spiritual side of us is probably like, hey, dude, slow down, calm down.
Pump the brakes. Nay, pony, nay.
Yeah, but the earthly side of us, the human side of us, the fleshly side of this is like,
we want somebody to pay.
Yeah, get the pitchforks and the torches, bro. We're going to roast this, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, brother.
What did one piece of bread say to the other before the race?
No idea.
You're toast.
Okay. That's one of the best, better ones you've had in a while. That's a good one. I like that one. We talked a few times lately about, like, they're supposed to be bad. That's what makes them funny. You're right, but that was a good one. I like that one.
Ooh. Marcus Aurelius again?
No, not Marcus. I have been on a Marcus Aurelius kick the last couple of months.
I know.
This is Rene Descartes. He's a philosopher. Except our own thoughts, there's nothing absolutely in our power. Except for our own thoughts, there is nothing that we have power over, is essentially what he's saying.
Basically, like your reactions, your... Yeah.
Except our own... Except ourselves.
Yeah.
We have no control over anything else. And I think that the conversation was essentially like about that, about I don't get to answer for what Christ is going to do forgiveness wise. I don't get to answer for what God is going to do or what he can do or will do. I don't get to say they can't be forgiven no matter how much I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the right to say that.
Yeah.
He's the designer. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. We are not.
Yeah.
Right. And I know, we know that we need Jesus. Right. And we pray for those who don't have him. Right. Yeah. And every single person who gets affected by something like trafficking, human trafficking, pedophilia, drug and alcohol abuse, like anything, all yeah. these things that are in the world that are so dangerous, like domestic violence. We're not cool with any of it. We don't want anybody to have to experience that. And we want to pray that they can be relieved and healed of the issues that they've had to deal with. Because you're right. When somebody goes and molests a child, that child is going to be broken for a long, long, long time. It may never be
maybe mended. Broken for life. And it's not, to me, it's just not fair that they get to go do their measly 3-4 years and get out and...
Yeah,
bro, you destroyed a child's life.
Yeah, yeah. But they get to answer for themselves, right? They get to answer for that. We don't get to do it for Jesus. We don't get to.
Vengeance, baby. No, I'm just kidding.
Jason wants Sodom and Gomorrah like sulfur raining down.
I'm just kidding. Hell and brimstone, baby. No,
you're no different than the rest of us. I'm the same way. I want vengeance too. Like I would want to go.
It's not fair, and it's also not right of me to feel that way, and I understand that, and it's just how I feel.
Yeah,
but I'm being honest.
100% understandable because I feel the same way. Just because you don't believe I feel that way.
No.
Just because I try to approach it with the thought process that okay.
The more legalistic manner.
Right. If I can truly understand what God has forgiven me of, you know what I mean? Every single bad thing that we do is an offense to him, right?
Yeah, no sin's greater than another.
Exactly. But we want to make, oh, well, I never did that. I'm not that bad. Yeah. So we're almost giving ourselves a pass, and I don't want to be
I lusted, but I never cheated on my wife.
Ooh.
You know, I lied, but I never murdered.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no sins greater than another.
I stole.
But I never killed nobody.
But I never killed nobody.
Yeah.
But I dishonored my mother and father.
Yeah.
But I never killed nobody. Right. Yeah. So, you know, none of that's to be said so that we can discourage ourselves or discourage others. The truth of the matter is it's a challenge. Right? It's a challenge, and we have to choose to be challenged. Right? We can just go, yeah, exactly. I've never killed anybody. There's a lot worse things. Sure, there are worse things in your perception, but that doesn't make them any less a sin or any less offensive to God. That's the point. We are not of this world.
Yeah.
We're just in it. And I, for one, will be very, very, very grateful for the moment that I no longer get to be here and I get to be in the presence of God forever.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I mean, I want to do the best I can do while I'm here. I hope that we can impact people. I know we talked about some very difficult things today. Again, like, we're not saying any of these things are okay. Clearly, I don't think we're saying any of these things are okay, but you know, I know it can be hard to talk about and to listen to. That's one of the things that people have the hardest time with, like forgiving people of offenses that seem to be so egregious, or not even seem to be, but that are so egregious. They're so far in the spectrum of wrong that it's like there's no turning back. But that's not what God's word says. That's not what Christ said. Christ didn't say no one can be forgiven. He said no one is, God doesn't want anyone to be condemned.
Yeah.
That's anyone, everyone. He wants everyone to be saved. Doesn't mean everyone will be saved. He just wants everyone to be saved.
Yeah.
I love you too, bro.
As always, thanks for tuning in. Check us out every Thursday. New episodes being released. Anywhere you can get a podcast, RSS.com, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, TikTok, Spotify, YouTube. Check us out.
Preach.